All right, I'll play one more new one. And I did this one last night too, I wrote this one about a year and a half ago, and it's actually not going to be on the Trucker record. It's probably whenever I get around to making another solo record or something, I think it's going to be on that one. But I'm kind of working on writing something for that. But my mom, she's a piece of work, and and I love her. She's mom, but she's not always the easiest person to get along with, and she'll call me every now and then, and be acting kind of surly, and then after there'll be a silence briefly, and she'll say, "You know, you do have a mother." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm aware of that. Most people, you know, at some point in time do." And she's like, "You know, I was reading this article the other day about your band. Daddy this and daddy that and daddy this and daddy that." And I said to Jim, Jim's her boyfriend that she met on Match.com. I said to Jim, "You know, I don't think he even realizes he has a mother." Here's to you, Mom. I got invited to give the commencement speech at the college that I flunked. No. Especially not now. I got invited to give the commencement speech at the college that I got kicked, I flunked out of. And they were, it's kind of awesome. The most terrifying thing that's ever happened to me. But nonetheless, I survived it and I did it. And I figured out that they basically paid me what I had spent on tuition flunking out. Granted, it was the University of North Alabama in the early 80s. Tuition wasn't like tuition is nowadays. But they basically refunded my money. So thank you, University of North Alabama. It's actually a kind of cool place now. But my hometown's kind of cool now. But when I was growing up there, it sucked. It was a shithole. It really, it sucked. It was a dry county until I was 18. So I did the commencement speech, and no one walked out without their diplomas. That's good, you know. And I get backstage after it's over, and whatever it's called, it's backstage to me, right? You know, y'all understand that. And I get backstage, and my mom's standing there looking all pissed off. And, "Hey, Mom, were your seats okay?" "Yeah." "You know, you do have a mother." "Yeah, no, I saved you seats. You know, they were good ones. But, you know, you talked about your dad in your speech, but you didn't mention your mother." Like, my dad's a musician. I mean, it's a story. People always want to talk about the fact that dad's a musician, I'm a musician. I love to write about that shit. You know, shoot me, but you know, whatever. But anyway, my mom, I love her. You know, So about a year and a half ago, she called me one day, and we had this really lovely conversation. It was, you know, really great. And she's not in good health, and she wasn't feeling good. But we had this lovely conversation, and I hung up, and I wrote this song, and my wife came in about the time I was finishing it, and so I played it for her, and she's like, "God damn, that's a really sweet song you wrote about your mother. She's gonna hate it." It's true, she is. So, but she shouldn't. One of the constants in my mom's life since she was born is her brother, who's about 2 years older than her. They've always hated each other. They've never got along. They hated each other as little kids. Now they're old people who should have long ago figured out that it's just what it is, and moved on. But they still just can't stand each other. And so my Uncle Scott, he's a cool motherfucker, you know, and he is. He's very likable. He was always really popular growing up, and when he ended up in the Air Force, and he was a war hero in Vietnam, and he got the Distinguished Flying Cross, and then he married really well, and married into like the wealthiest family in Selma, Alabama, and he basically took over their bank and turned their millions into more millions, and he and Mom just can't stomach each other, and anyway, this song's called Scott's Sister. When I hung up the phone, I felt sadness and doubt. I opened up my veins and my mama came out. There's a feeling in my heart like a fever. You always hated being Scott's sister. There's a whole lot of miles between you and here. There's a bookload of history and a bucket full of tears. You don't choose your family, it just happens, mister. Guess you were always hated being Scott's sister. Stretch my arms across the USA. I still couldn't reach for you are today. I know that there's been times when I wanted it that way, but time has a way of leveling things. There were plenty of bad times I thought you were mean. Good times getting blizzards at the Dairy Queen. You taught me how to use my words like a twister, leaving havoc in my wake just like Scott's sister. Your brother was a force of nature, I guess. Attention he attracted overshadowed your dress. I guess there's no denying he was your mama's favorite. He was up in the clouds while you were down on the pavement. Up in the clouds while you were down on the pavement. My kids really love you even though they barely know you. I'm trying to come to terms with the debts I owe you. I trust that I can take away the pain you're in, and I hope I get to see Scott's sister again. I hope I get to see Scott's sister again. If I could stretch my arms across the USA, I still couldn't reach for you are today. I know that there's been times when I wanted it that way, but time has a way of leveling things. Time has a way of leveling things. I'm surprised at the things I sometimes write about. I opened up my veins and my mama came out. There's a buzzing in my brain like a bad transistor. There's a bee in your bonnet over being Scott's sister.
So much. Can we get a little bit more of everything in the monitor? Yeah, my vocal and the guitar, just a hair more. Check, one, two, check.